On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Well, here we are again. Just you and me. This is very personal. No touching, please. No touching. Talking, but no touching. All right, if you don't mind. How are you today? We're just about a few days away from that freaking groundhog thing. Yeah, every year around this time, we do this ceremonial piece of crap where a groundhog is supposed to poke its head out of the ground to decide for me how long winter's going to be. This is a fine example of how stupid and moronic we actually are, how traditions override all possible common sense. A gopher decides my immediate future. A freaking gopher. Not only is it a groundhog gopher / beaver, but I don't even know. I wouldn't know the difference if you showed me a picture of a groundhog, a beaver, and a mole. I wouldn't know the difference between any of them. Why? Because these are animals I don't really pay much attention to. I don't eat them, I don't think. I have been to McDonald's recently. Maybe I did. Are they really chicken nuggets, or are we intermixing other nuggets? Is this an interracial nugget thing? You know, that wasn't the nugget of a chicken, by the way, Ron. Oh, no. Yeah, it was beaver nuggets. I'm sorry. Well, tasty, though. Anything fried is tasty, Ron. Anyway, see, I'm talking to myself. Isn't that odd? Anyway, so this day is going to come up where they're going to take a groundhog and they're going to dress it up. They're going to put it in a little suit, I think. I don't know. And then they got a guy who stands next to the groundhog when the groundhog emerges, and he's dressed in a top hat like a Monopoly piece, like that stupid Monopoly thing, you know, a top hat, a monocle, a tuxedo. What the hell are you doing, man? You know what you're doing? You're adding the frivolity of what this actually is to the point where even you look stupid. So now we've got stupid-looking humans and stupid-looking groundhogs telling us what's going to happen for the next few weeks. Now, as I understand it, if the groundhog comes out of the ground and sees its shadow, it means that the planet will end. I think that's what it means. Actually, it means the stock market is going to lose points and actually crash in 6 weeks. Actually, when the groundhog comes out and sees its shadow, they're going to actually predict that the sales of Apple iPhones are going to explode. Actually, when the groundhog comes out and doesn't see its shadow, it means you're going to get a cold in 6 weeks. I mean, seriously, what are we doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? It's like the president making believe he's a stable genius. What are you doing? Is there anybody on the planet who actually says, yeah, he actually is a stable genius? Nobody. Not one person. Even people that support him say, well, that is actually really stupid. I mean, like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Look, I'm a little older than you are by about 7,000 years. That's not true. I'm actually younger than you are. Probably. Maybe not. Most likely. Ask the groundhog. Back in the 70s, the late 60s, I wasn't that old yet, but I was around to soak it in, and I saw people all across the country, usually with long hair, stand up for peace and love and against the establishment that was trying to rule them. It was a whole movement, a big movement. People were in the streets, going to concerts, making sure that the establishment knew we're not putting up with this crap anymore. We see it. We know what's going on. They wanted the wars to stop, all that kind of stuff. Make love, not peace. Actually, make love and peace, not war. Make spaghetti, not roast beef. All this kind of stuff. But people stood up for what they believed, and they made it well known politically. Nowadays, no. We're really pissed off. This is the worst we've ever been in as far as a government is concerned. Pretty much the worst, at least in your time. And we just nothing. You got a president that did a quid pro quo flow show. You know he did. Everybody knows he did. Republicans know he did. Alan Dershowitz, who was one of Trump's attorneys at the impeachment hearing in the Senate, actually stood up and said, even if there was a quid pro quo, even if Trump actually did all these horrible, selfish things, it's not an impeachable thing. So he's admitting that even if Trump did it, you know he did. Everybody knows he did. It's just, let's not remove him from office. You know, what are we putting up with here? Why are we putting up with this? Anyway, I don't want to get into that too much. Everything slides in that direction. Here's the point, ladies and gentlemen, and I want Donald to hear this. Donald, can you hear me? Here's the deal, man. You've been impeached. There's no going back. You've been impeached. You've been impeached. The House has the power to impeach you. The House impeached you. You're impeached. You're the third president in our history to be impeached. You're impeached. Donald Trump, who was impeached. That'll be in the history books. It'll be it'll be on your buildings. Trump Tower, impeached. The Senate thing was not to impeach him or not impeach him. The Senate thing was to remove him from office or not remove him from office. That's the end result. He's still impeached. He's not acquitted of the impeachment. He is impeached. What's this acquitted thing going on here? It's just a decision whether you're going to remove him from office, whether you're going to make him take his stuff off the desk, put it in a big cardboard box, and get the fuck out of here. That isn't going to happen, apparently. So let's stop making such a big deal about that. But what is going to happen is this Trump guy is going to feel like he can do anything, anytime. He has unlimited power. Nothing can stop him. Watch him now for at least the next 10 months. Watch him now. Untethered. Nothing. Nothing holding him back from doing anything. Including lying, cheating, which he does all the time, continuing to lie and cheat. And when the elections come up in November, watch out, watch out. Every tactic, every piece of scum movement will be used by this man. Everything. And at that time, in November, before the election, we need to stand up and say, look, I don't know if you should be president, you shouldn't be president. I mean, I think personally you shouldn't. But don't be such a dirty fuck about it. Okay. Did I even start the show? No, I didn't. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. How are you? It's like we haven't met before. How are you? Okay, we get it. There's a theme song. I get it. I'm just going to say one more thing about this impeachment trial. When you're on trial for something, president or no president, when you're on trial, you're not supposed to invite the jury over to your backyard and then thank them. It's unheard of. It's just while the trial's going on, before anybody's voted on the Senate for this removal from office, you invite all the jurors over to your house, in this case, the White House, and you thank them one by one for not voting to kick you out of office when you do have to vote. I mean, holy crap, man. What? Are you serious? And we all sit here and go, well, that's really terrible. That's odd looking. Oh, yeah, man, it's more than odd looking. Oh, don't you get it? Don't you understand? Oh, God. If there was a piece of cake on a table in the corner, you'd get up and get the piece of cake. Why are you just sitting there through this whole thing? Why are you just sitting there like some kind of moron? And I use the term moron in an affectionate sense. Here's really what I want to come out of this Senate trial of Donald J. Trump, Donald John Trump, by the way. Here's what I want to come out. The Senate can say, look, we're not going to throw you out of office because we're intimidated by you and not being reelected. So we're not going to throw you out of office. But here's what we're going to do, Donald. We want an apology. You're admonished for what you did. What you did was not cool, was not right, it was wrong, not impeachable, but even though you've been found impeached already, okay, fine, too late, but we're not going to throw you out of office, but Don, you're being admonished, we're going to do a vote in the Senate and agree that this is not acceptable, and you are not to do this again. We're voting to punish you by saying that was wrong. You're being publicly admonished by the Senate. Just that would be fine. That would be fine with me at this point. But they're not even doing that. They're giving him a pass. Yeah, what you did was okay. Continue doing it. And do even worse if you can, please. Because as the Senate sits here, we will never, ever, ever kick you out. Do what you wish. That's the wrong message. That's the wrong message. You got a constitution, you don't follow it. That's the wrong message. At least publicly denounce what he did. Can you do that? You can't even do that. You can't even do that. The American public is not going to be happy with you. Did you see the poll numbers? Over 70% of people polled in America, the country, think that there should have been witnesses. I don't know how the vote's going to turn out, but they're having a trial and they're not even having witnesses. I mean, the Democrats brought him in when they in the House, they brought in witnesses. Some of them didn't witness anything. They were just experts, but, you know, there were other people. Now you've got some actual people that worked with Trump that heard him do this stuff, that saw him do this stuff. They want to testify if they've given a subpoena. But the Senate is saying, no, whoa, if they come in, the president's really going to look bad. They're just protecting his ass. They're not acting like jurors. When they started the Senate impeachment hearings, about a week ago, Chief Justice Roberts from the big court there, had all the senators raise their hand and say, we will be impartial. We'll be impartial jurors. They all have not done what they raised their hand to. They should all be jailed. There should be, like on Andy of Mayberry, on the Andy Griffith show, they should jail the whole town. put them all in jail. Citizens rest. That's what's going on, everybody. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, really, you know, you're an American and you do the Constitution thing. And it's been broken. And once more, I say publicly, if anybody's listening to me about this, the Senate must at least vote to admonish what the president did by saying, look, we're not going to throw you out of office. It's not impeachable to us. But what you did was wrong, and I want you to know what you did was wrong. And we're voting to tell you that on record. Not even that. Not even that. Not even a slap on the wrist. Nothing. Not a verbal reprimand. Nothing. Donald, continue what you're doing. Do it tenfold. Be the largest asshole you can be. It's okay with us. Okay, let's see what happens in November, shall we? I wonder, could there be a landslide? Possibly.
Listening to the Ron Van Dam Show is like realizing that you put your underwear on backwards this morning. It's wrong, but it doesn't feel bad, and it's not like anyone's ever gonna find out, so just go with it. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Thank you very much. We have an interesting guest coming up a little bit later in the program, and it's getting closer to that time. We're talking about bone health. Why? Because, I don't know how old you are. That's not my business. But as you get older, your bones start to do things that they didn't do before. Do you remember the time when you were a kid and you were running around in the backyard and you fell down? You know, you tripped over a rock or maybe the backyard, the dirt was like piling up somewhere and you just tripped over a hole or something and you fell down and you're going, no, mommy, I fell down. And then you got up and within 10 seconds you were running around again like you never fell down. Or maybe at night you had a little boo-boo. You had, kiss the boo-boo, a little boo-boo on your knee. Next day you're fine like nothing ever happened. Yeah, advance that about 50 years, 40 years. You fall down in the backyard. Sometimes you're not getting up. And that little boo-boo is probably surgery. You tore something. So you broke a bone. I mean, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, things change no matter how young you think you are. You're all on the same train. There's no denying. And your body starts saying, you can't do what you used to do. You're going to pay for it, and there are different consequences. Even if you don't fall down with the boo-boo in the backyard, even if you don't and you're perfectly wonderful through your entire life, when you hit your 40s and 50s, your bones start degrading and they start aching and you live with certain pain just because you're getting older. Ron, don't tell me this. You're depressing me. It's not to be depressed. It's just to be regarded, because there are ways around everything these days. You don't have to live with pain necessarily, most of you, us, all of us. So I thought it would be interesting to bring in some bone experts. Not smoking the bones. No, oh, stop it. Come on. I'm talking about the bones in your body. What happens when they start to hurt, when they start to creak, when they start to click? When things start going out of joint, when your bones start hurting, what happens then? So I'm bringing these people in to discuss this. They'll be here momentarily. They're having a sandwich in the back room. Sandwiches are quite good on this show. We feed our guests. We feed them oats like a horse. We shower them with gifts. Actually, we don't. We just request that they shower. It's not a big deal. My doctor says that I think I told you this, and I find it to be both a compliment and an insult. I love the things where someone says something and it's both a compliment and an insult. They're very clever things to say. So I'm sitting there in the waiting room number two, in the little tiny room, you know, sitting on that strangely short table that has tissue paper on it, like I'm going to be wrapped up like a piece of meat from the butcher. And I'm sitting there, and the doctor knocks on the door. I don't know why they knock on the door. It's not my room. I'm not renting it out. Actually, I guess I would if I were paying the bill. There's a knock at the door, and my doctor comes in, and this is what she says to me. She says, "Oh, hi, Ron. Well, I've got to tell you, we just looked at your tests and everything, and you're doing well for a person your age." How do I take that? I'm doing well for a person my age. That means I may not be doing well, but for my age I am. So that's not good. Or she's complimenting me, "You're doing really well for your age. You're in that higher doing well sector." Well, that's a thank you then. For my age, that's not a thank you. That's like saying in two parts, "Hi, Ron, you're really, really healthy." "Well, thank you. Oh, my God, I feel great." But that's not the end of the sentence. "Hi, Ron, you're really, really healthy for your age." You just insulted me. You gave me a compliment. You let me bathe in the compliment. And then you insulted me. Nicely played, doctor. Nicely. Very. "Ron, you're extremely healthy."
Aww.
"For your age." Well played, my friend. That must be why you have the physician's papers and the diplomas on the wall. Well played, doctor. Well played. All right, let's speak to our guest. Our guest is just a fantastic people. We're going to be talking about bones, as you probably know. And we're going to do that like right after this. And it's really going to be short, I'm telling you. I'm just going to be telling you who I am and about my ferret.
As a special surprise thank you, everyone listening to the Ron Van Dam Show today will receive a free photograph of Ron holding a ferret. Yeah, we don't know why he's holding a ferret either, but he's the boss. So there's the ferret. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Hi, Ron.
Hello.
Good morning, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Ron. How you doing?
Oh, wow. There's like 20 of you. Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm overtaken. Beth, you're there?
I am here.
All right. Beth Battaglino is an RN and CEO of Healthy Women. And Dr. Orlando Ortiz is a radiologist chair, Department of Radiology for the North Bronx Healthcare Network. And we're talking about, we're calling it No Bones About It, which is a clever little name for what we're talking about. We're talking about the bones and osteoporosis. Let's get started. Osteoporosis can affect a lot of parts of the body, can't it?
It can. It absolutely can. Osteoporosis literally means porous bones. It's a disease that thins and weakens your bones, causing them to be fragile and more likely to break.
Wow. Are we all at risk for something like this? Is it hereditary? Is it age-related?
You know, it's while treatable, osteoporosis isn't always preventable. But yes, you can have a family history of osteoporosis and be at higher risk, for sure. And it can also, you know, some of the medications that you're taking can also affect your bones. So it's really important to understand if you have osteoporosis, and if you do, what are the best treatment options available for you?
Now, before we get into that, how do I discern between normal back pain, which I have because I'm a tall guy, I've had it most of my life, or maybe you were in a little accident or something in the automobile, or osteoporosis? How do you know? Where's the line?
Well, basic aches and pains are kind of it's a fact of life, right? Uh-huh. So, like you said, you're a tall guy, you have some aches and pains, but it's not affecting your daily life, right? You still can get out of bed, you still can go to work, right. You're not eliminating things that are important to you because of your back pain. But back pain should never be severe and significant. You shouldn't have a sharp, dull pain when you wake up and are unable to recall doing anything out of the ordinary, like lifting something heavy or doing a strenuous workout. If the pain lingers for more than 48 hours, or if the pain does not go away, that's when you need to call your healthcare provider. You need to let them know about your pain, and more importantly, have that conversation so together you can come up with a treatment plan.
Yeah. Dr. Ortiz, I know if I know 10 people, 3 of them have a chronic back pain situation where they've even had an operation or two already. What happens if you don't pay attention to this? Does it get worse? Are there consequences?
Well, certainly if you leave a vertebral compression fracture, which is a collapse of a vertebral body or a bone block within the spine, if you leave that untreated, this can progress to continual pain, to progressive deformity, because that bone block will continue to collapse and your alignment will change. This will adversely impact on your sense of balance as well and predispose you to falls.
Yeah.
The pain becomes chronic pain, and it also puts you at risk for additional fractures.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the fracture risk goes up 5 times after you've had one vertebral compression fracture.
Right. How is this different for men or for women as far as how this is approached, frequency, et cetera?
Actually, osteoporosis affects both men and women, but women are 4 times more likely to develop osteoporosis than men.
Why?
So this is really a women's health condition, disease.
Why would that be?
That women are 4 times more likely to develop osteoporosis than men?
Yep.
Dr. Ortiz, can you provide some background on that?
Number one, during adolescence is when women need to build their calcium reserves. And as we know from our daughters, they don't eat well, they have very poor diets, and so their calcium intake is limited, and they have fewer deposits in their quote-unquote calcium bank.
I see.
This catches up with you as we age, and the reserves of calcium are depleted from the bone, and the bone gets weaker.
Okay.
Women in general are not as active as men overall, and this is changing now, however.
Yes,
this is changing. I'm talking from a prior generation, and it's in this generation that we're seeing it, the elderly female population, where these where these fractures are occurring, hence some of this predisposition.
Okay.
Perfect. Yep. And women that are more than half of women that are age 50 or more will develop osteoporosis fracture in their lifetime, which is staggering.
Yeah.
So it's so important to raise awareness about osteoporosis, the fact that chronic back pain is not normal, and it's important to make that appointment and have that conversation with your healthcare provider.
Yeah, over 50, everything starts getting weird. Okay, where do we go for more information about this? Whenever I do a medical interview, it always ends up where speak to your doctor, have an open conversation, have a relationship, be honest, tell them what things are bothering you. Don't keep it to yourself out of embarrassment or out of feeling stoical about it. Communicate it. Where can we go for more information?
For more information, visit healthywomen.org.
Excellent. Doctors, one and all, thank you for the information today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. Well. There you have it. Now, here's the good news. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. And it's going to be quite crazy. We're going to talk about sex. I know. That means children should not necessarily be in the room for tomorrow. They shouldn't be in the room ever. Whether I'm even doing a show or not, don't even have them in the room. Why would you want children in the room?
Because, Ron, they're fun to watch. The energy.
Oh, no, it's not fun. It starts to be fun, but it doesn't end that way. Ron, you're really, really healthy. For your age. All right, fine. All right, how much can I milk one sentence? Apparently a lot. Take care of yourself. Don't fall down in a hole. Just take care of yourself. A healthy listener is a good listener. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace.